Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, August 17th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And to our honest, and I use that word to mean authentic, to our honest brothers and sisters in Ferguson, and those who stand with you on that tip we've been following of late of no longer remaining children, i.e. acting as subjects of state. It's important that when we're bombarded with media interpretation, we learn how to automatically translate into the global people stand united for global freedom. Reducing our fellow commoners stuck in jobs to categories like the cops, or likewise commoners in resistance to terms like the demonstrators, without acknowledging that both are stuck in vulnerability to the hidden hand of power. Those boxes don't work for growing our absolutely necessary solidarity. And when I say that they don't work, what I mean is that not every demonstrator is a demonstrator. Not every officer is an officer. There are some who are actually being paid to cause division between us. And, you know, we all know this, but we haven't been talking about what to do about it. People paid to police, they know they've been infiltrated. They know that, and I'm talking about guys on the line. The bosses, that's another story. People paid to police know they've been infiltrated, know they've got folks among them paid to provoke the people. So let's craft our language to speak to those stuck in that and are resistant to it, but don't know what to do about it, as none of us would know what to do about it. All of our work right now is about building unity between us globally. And if we were all having these discussions together, that would become more and more clear, given the juncture at which we stand environmentally and in terms of the consumption of all the resources of the planet, that is putting them in private hands. They got us by the short hairs. What are we going to do about it? Because all I hear in this country is, you know, let's turn our backs on those who are less well situated in the global economy. Every person for themselves, every nation for themselves. Is that acceptable to us? That's not a discussion we hear over the airwaves. Why? And we know too, or best start too, that our building solidarity is going to be messed with by people paid to devastate it. What this means is that it's critical that we, across all the false categories, start bulking up our solidarity. And that means our solidarity with the ancestors, the earth, and each other. And we're going to be continuing to argue in upcoming shows that the opposite of this, of solidarity with the ancestors, the earth, and each other, is force and coercion. And when we manifest that force and coercion, we manifest the state. And I'm planning a series of anti-coercion commercials, and they're very, rudimentary, to say the least. But it's a start, it's a beginning, and I put a draft up for your feedback on the page that has the space for this show. So under August 17th on the Keith Lowe Lessons from Savage Continent page. Because I'm hoping these little anti-coercion, I'm calling them anti-coercion commercials, could be useful for starting discussions. And by the way, these little commercials will, the intention is once they're done, late, because there's, you know, lots of bits, little missing, obviously, including, never mind. But hey, I'm trying to like familiarize myself with these tools. And unfortunately, there's no other way but to start out rudimentary. So your feedback is appreciated. And once they're done, the intention is for them to air on public access TV that shows in Berkeley. This is very, very local, very small, very, as are these radio shows. Very minimal reach. But we'll make that, we'll change that. We can do that, all of us together, if we want this enough for our humanity to become the number one priority for all of us globally. So please check it out. As I said, feedback is appreciated.